Moreover, much of taxonomists' time is taken up not with describing new species, but simply with sorting out old ones. Many, according to Godfrey, spend most of their career trying to interpret the work of 19th-century systematicists, deconstructing their often inadequate published descriptions, or scouring the world's museums for type material that is often in very poor condition. Godfrey particularly stresses the absence of attention being paid to the systematizing possibilities of the Internet. The fact is that taxonomy, by and large, is still quaintly wedded to paper. In an attempt to haul things into the modern age, in 2001 Kevin Kelly, co-founder of Wired magazine, launched an enterprise called the All Species Foundation, with the aim of finding every living organism and recording it on a database. The cost of such an exercise has been estimated at anywhere from $2 billion to as much as $50 billion. As of the spring of 2002, the foundation had just $1.2 million in funds and 4 full-time employees. If, as the numbers suggest, we have perhaps 100 million species of insects yet to find, and if our rates of discovery continue at the present pace, we should have a definitive total for insects in a little over 15,000 years. The rest of the animal kingdom may take a little longer. So why do we know as little as we do? There are nearly as many reasons as there are animals left to count, but here are a few of the principal causes. Most living things are small and easily overlooked. In practical terms, this is not always a bad thing. You might not slumber quite so contentedly if you were aware that your mattress is home to perhaps 2 million microscopic mites, which come out in the wee hours to sup on your sebaceous oils and feast on all those lovely crunchy flakes of skin that you shed as you doze and toss. Your pillow alone may be home to 40,000 of them. To them your head is just one large oily bonbon. And don't think a clean pillowcase will make a difference. To something on the scale of bed mites, the weave of the tightest human fabric looks like ship's rigging. Indeed, if your pillow is 6 years old, which is apparently about the average age for a pillow, it has been estimated that one-tenth of its weight will be made up of sloughed skin, living mites, dead mites, and mite dung, to quote the man who did the measuring, Dr. John Maunder of the British Medical Entomology Centre. But at least they are your mites. Think of what you snuggle up with each time you climb into a motel bed. These mites have been with us since time immemorial, but they weren't discovered until 1965. We're actually getting worse at some matters of hygiene. Dr. Maunder believes that the move toward low-temperature washing machine detergents has encouraged bugs to proliferate. As he puts it, if you wash lousy clothing at low temperatures, all you get is cleaner lice,